Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to be able to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, friend, He can be. If He isn't yours, He came to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, I'm glad you've tuned in today. I mean that from the depths of my heart. I pray that our time together will be a blessing to you. Listen, friend, I'm troubled. I mean to tell you, my heart is burdened. It is heavy. I believe God's given me a message, friend, listen, that is appropriate for the day and the hour that we live. And the unique thing about it is it comes from an old book from years gone by. Hey, do you know the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun? Hey, this fallen nature that we have, bless God, this depraved nature that we have, that we inherited from Adam and Eve, from our parents gone by generation after generation, it manifests itself. Do you know that? There is, the wise man said, no new thing under the sun. I want to tell you, our needs are just as great today in America as they've ever been, in many ways more so. I know that we are living in a day that it's prospering economically, and I'm glad. I'm glad for that, but I'll tell you what, friend, it's not real good spiritually. You say, preacher, there's a big move. Yeah, there's this and there's that. Well, let's look and see what Jeremiah said. Chapter 7, the book of Jeremiah. I'm going to begin reading after Debbie sings it. Verse 21 and following, and we'll be looking at the second message. I believe it's the second message anyway, that Jeremiah preached, that God gave Jeremiah to preach, and He told him to preach it, bless God, standing at the gate of the house of the Lord. Well, I'll be back after Debbie sings.
Oh, sometimes my hope looks dim, but my faith must be in Him. Looking for answers to come while I wait. But I know one thing for sure, in Jesus Christ I am secure. And I know I am fastened to the rock. I am fastened to the rock. Show me His will. I must wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock. Now my hope is renewed. Lord, my strength, it comes from You. And I know with You that I'll carry on, for my anchor holds fast to this rock that will ever last. How blessed I am to be fastened to the rock. I am fastened to the rock. Show me His will. I must wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock. For I am fastened to this rock that has stood through the ages. I know. wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm on the rock of ages. Thank God. Listen, the Bible says their rock is not as our rock. Thank God for the rock of ages. And look, friend, things may fall down around us, but the rock will never fall down. The rock will never fall down. Thank you, Debbie, for that song. I've opened my Bible, like I said, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, and I'm beginning to verse 21 and reading down through verse 24. Man, I'm troubled. Do you hear me? I'm troubled for America, friend. Listen, there's some strange things. I mean to tell you, we need a revival. Bless God, we need a revival in America. Listen, it needs to start at the church house, go all the way up to the White House. Hey, that's our only hope. Now, I'm afraid for America. I believe with all of my heart, just as much as I know I'm breathing and talking to you, doing this radio program, I believe we're under the hand of God's judgment. I thank God for the president we have. I mean to tell you, friend, it's a testimony to how bad off we are over the Trump syndrome. I mean, there are people that absolutely hate Donald Trump. I mean, he came into their house and he upset their plans and all. I mean, they hate him. But listen, the Democrats nor Republicans are in control of this world. God Almighty is. You question that, turn to the book of Daniel. And we're living in a day, friend, when people, they don't take the Word of God as their final authority of faith and practice. You all know that, don't you? And it's no wonder. Nobody knows what the Word of God is. Everybody's got a copy. Everybody's got a version. Everybody's got an opinion. And everybody says they're right. But I'll tell you what, friend, listen. Bless God, I started on a King James, and I'm going to end on it by the grace of God. Do you hear? We're in such trouble. And by the way, Christian friend, we're a lot of reason of the problem. Oh, Peter said that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if we scarcely will be saved, wherein shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? I'm telling you, friend, we're in a mess. We're in a mess in America. Well, I've got a lot on my mind, a lot on my heart, little time to say it. The Bible said in Jeremiah 27 and 21, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Bless God, look what He says. That's really all that matters. It's not what me and you say that matters, not what Congress says, not what the President says, nearly as much as what God says that what's matters. He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, now watch this, obey my voice. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And ye, and walk ye in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they hearkened not, or inclined their ears, but walked in the counsel and the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. I want to talk to you today about going in the wrong direction. Going in the wrong direction, friend. We're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way. They didn't go forward. We're not going forward in America. Do you hear me? We're not going forward in America. Listen, friend, we're going backwards. Bless God, I know that there's a lot of people who think this world and man is evolving, but he's devolving. Ever since Adam and Eve transgressed in the Garden of Eden, they disobeyed the command of God, rejected the Word of God, and hence rejected God, they began to devolve. We're proving it. Listen to me. Let me tell you about two things that's prompted this message just recently. All you got to do is listen to the news. Watch the news. All you got to do is watch what's going on in America. Friend, listen. We've just seen the Senate vote down a bill that would protect babies that were tried to be aborted. And after they go through the final gestation period and they escape by the grace of God, the efforts to be murdered by a doctor and a mother, a friend, and they call it women's health. My God, how deceived the devil has us. That baby is birthed because somebody botched something. They voted down measures, bless God, to make sure, to ensure that doctors would provide care for them. My God, listen, we're talking about America. Do you hear me? We're in trouble. Do you think that's right? We're in trouble. And isn't it amazing how deceitful the devil is, just how blind America is when people call murder women's health? Bless God, it's not too healthy for that child. That is a baby. Bless God, it's not a hunk of tissue. It's not a fetus. It is a child. Isn't it amazing? Bless God, we've gotten to the day where infanticide has become legal. If you know what infanticide is, it is killing of babies. Listen, friend, you do the same thing that they're saying you ought to do to children with dogs or cats, and I'll tell you, they'll come and put you in jail. They'll put you under the jail. I'm telling you, friend, listen, we're living in dark times, do you hear? We're living in dark times. How ungodly it is. Do you know the day and the hour? Hey, friend, listen, we're headed the wrong way. We are headed the wrong way. Isn't it amazing what's going on? Listen to what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said the reason for it is we've walked in the counsel and imagination of their evil heart just recently. Just this past weekend of the making of this program, I understand that the Methodist Church, United Methodist Church, got together and listen to me. They decided on an issue that should have not been an issue in the first place. Listen, buddy. Listen, ma'am. You can be gay if you want to. You can be a queer, you can be a transgender. But listen, because I believe the Bible, that doesn't mean I hate you. That doesn't mean I'm homophobic against you. That just means that I believe what God says. You, listen, you don't have the same source of belief that I do. Your foundation of what's true and not true, what's right and not righteous, what's light and what dark is different than mine. Look, I don't hate you. Hey, bless God, listen, I know more about that situation that people might give me credit for. But I'll tell you this, I'll preach against sin of any sort. It doesn't matter what it is. And still of the people I'm preaching against. But can I tell you, when it comes to church, people, bless God, that are representing God and the Word that He inspired holy men to write, and they have to say, they decide in a meeting of their delegates and whatever, whether or not they will allow gay people into the ministry. Hey, listen, folks. Oh, I'm telling you, we're going the wrong way. Now, people say, boy, it's liberating, preacher. I mean to tell you, look, we're really gaining ground, are we? Well, I'm afraid not. Jeremiah said this in verse 1 of chapter 7. God told him in verse 2, actually. He stand at the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word. Listen, we need a revival in America. Do you hear me? We need such a revival in America. And you say, why, preacher? Well, bless God, like he said in chapter 8. And by the way, chapter 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, if I've read this book right, it is the message that he began in chapter 7, beginning in verses 1 and 2. Listen, it goes all the way through to chapter 10, and there he concludes it. But can I have you to look with me in verse 9 of chapter 8? Here's the problem. He said, the wise men are ashamed, they're dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And he asked a question, what wisdom is in them? Look, friend, when we abandon the source of truth, when we abandon the Word of God and the God of His Word, there is no truth. Do you hear me? Pilate looked at Jesus standing there and blessed God in the judgment hall, and he asked him, what is truth? Hey, he said, Jeremiah did in chapter 2. He said, my people have committed a horrible thing. He said, they have committed two evils. They've forsaken the fountain of living waters, hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. We think we've come to the place, bless God, where we know more than God. And I want you to know something, friend. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. We're in the mess that we're in because we have forsaken the Word of God and hence the God of the Word. And Jeremiah says this in verse 28 of chapter 7. Look at this. Look at what he said. He said, but thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord, their God, nor receiveth correction. Watch this. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Hey, it isn't that truth wasn't available. It's available today. But like Isaiah 59 and 14 says, truth is fallen in the street. People are trampling upon what they know to be true. You say, why? Well, they kick God out of everything they can. Kicked Him out of the schools. Kicked Him out of the government. Kicked Him out, bless God, of their homes. Kicked Him out in a lot of places, out of the church. Till we find Him in Revelation 3:20 standing on the outside of something He shed His blood to purchase, wanting to get in. I'm telling you, friend, listen, we're in a mess. Listen, truth was available in Jeremiah's day as it is in ours. But they chose a lie. They chose what they know not to be true. And that's what apostasy is. Apostasy isn't the result of ignorance. It is the result of a choice, a conscious, deliberate choice to abandon what is known to be true, to embrace what is known to be untrue. And I'm telling you, friend, listen, everything from good sense to conscience tells us what's right and what's wrong, but we've gotten to a place that God has not only given up on us, but He has given us over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And although we know the judgment of God will come against them according to Romans chapter 1. You ought to read it. A lot of people ought to read chapter 1 of the book of Romans. Bless God, they do it. They do that stuff anyway. Isn't it amazing? They do that stuff anyway. Truth has fallen into the street. We've gotten to the place according to verse 12 of chapter 8. Now listen to this. He said this, were they ashamed when they committed abominations? They were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Bless God, we're living in a day when people don't know what shame is. We're living in a day when people can't blush. Do you know that or won't blush? Isn't that amazing? I mean to tell you, friend, listen, we're in a mess in America, don't you hear? I remember my great-grandmother Walker. She used to sit just to the right of the door coming into her house in the living room. She'd be sitting there in the summer. It'd be hot. She didn't have air conditioning on. Wore long dresses. We come in, she might have it up above her knees where she's trying to cool herself in her own home. Bless God, we come in that door. She was so Christian. She was so holy. Man, you ought to see her putting her dress, her skirt, down over her knees. I'm telling you. But we got to the place that we don't blush about anything. There's no shame because people don't believe there's any sin. We've lost the ability, bless God, to blush because the heart has become hard. It's lost its ability to understand common sense. That's disappeared. We've forgotten how to approve or disapprove of what is not right and righteous. And we're living in a day when people are calling dark light and light darkness, when they call good evil and evil good. But God is called the Church of Jesus Christ, which is purchased with His blood. To show the difference between the clean and the unclean, the holy and the unholy. And may I say, brother, sister, we're not doing a good job at that either. But look, he said in chapter 7, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11, listen now as I read it as quickly as I can. He said, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. We steal, murder, and commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense into Baal, walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say we're delivered to do these abominations. Hey, hypocrisy abounded in the day of Jeremiah. And I'm afraid I'm not judging anybody. You say, preacher, you're not to judge. Well, I bless God. I beg your pardon. The same chapter, you find that verse in. If you read on, you'll find that we are to judge fruit. Now, you take that and smoke it in your pipe. We got to rightly divide the Word of God. Do you hear me? We just can't pick and choose what we want. If it hurts, we can't reject it. We got to take it whether it hurts or not. But I'm convinced that hypocrisy is rampant in our land. Hey, listen, friend, we got big crowds. I mean to tell you, they're enthusiastic. Can I tell you, it's not necessarily move of the Spirit. And bless God, if what's going on doesn't transform the lives of the people that are there, I'm telling you, it's not truth. It's not of God. It's only a surface thing. We need something. We need something that goes to the heart. Can I get back to infanticide for just a moment? You've heard of that Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, have you not? Listen to how ignorant we've got. Listen to how hypocritical we are. They're talking about the climate. They're talking about the climate and how it's going to affect the next generation. But listen, you know what they did? Just like I told you, they voted against saving these babies. That's what a preacher friend of mine by the name of Josh texted me when we were in a texting communication this morning. And listen to how hypocritical that is. Hey, listen. Listen how hypocritical they are. They're worried about the effects of climate change on the next generation, and they're wanting to kill them in the womb or after they process out. If that isn't hypocrisy, what is? If that is not hypocrisy, then you tell me. Somebody tell me what it is. Listen. Look at what he said in chapter 8, verse 6. He said this. He said, I hearkened and heard, but they spake not. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rushes into the battle. You say, what is that, preacher? Well, that's obstinance. I mean to tell you, that is blatant obstinance. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, it is a forthright running into an area away from Almighty God. And oh, friend, listen to me. Listen to me. We're in a mess in America, are we not? Listen, he said in verse 31, let me get back to that infanticide really quick before my time goes out. In chapter 7 of Jeremiah, the Bible said, and they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Hey, listen, I've been to Israel. I've saw the valley of Hinnom, the valley from which we get the idea of Gehenna or hell. And you know what they built there? Because they were worshiping false gods. They built an idol called Molech. Bless God, where they sacrificed their children, their babies. They'd heat that image up. Who had his arms outstretched, and they'd heat that thing up, and they'd lay those babies on there. You say, well, they were dead. Well, it doesn't matter. Bless God, I think that they did that while they were alive, and they screamed and chanted and danced around it to where they could cover up the screams of those babies. Hey, I'm telling you, friend. We're living in a day of gross hypocrisy and of gross apostasy. Do you hear me? And deep apathy. Oh, bless God. Jeremiah said this. Listen to what he said in chapter 9. He said, He said, oh, that my head were waters, mine eyes even a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Jeremiah was troubled. Bless God, we need to be troubled. You want me to tell you what's absent in America? Repentance. Oh, it's a thing of the past. Do you hear me? I'm talking about the kind that we rend our spirit and we rend our soul over. I'm telling you, that's one of the reasons that we're not seeing the right things. Hey, listen. Listen, friend. We need to repent. Do you hear me? We need to repent. Look, friend, there's a lot of people who don't see anything wrong with words or deeds. But the reason that they're doing the things that they are wrong is coming from a spiritually dark heart. Oh, listen, friend. We're headed in the wrong. We're going the wrong way. We're just not headed in the wrong way. We're going in the wrong way. And you say, why, preacher? Well, let me highlight it again. I'll tell you what, because we've forsaken the one true God. We're going the wrong way because we've rejected truth. We've let it fall in the street and then we've trampled on it. We're going the wrong way because we've lost our ability to feel shame and blush. And watch how this deepens. We're going the wrong way because we're in an open open rebellion against Almighty God. Listen, friend, that's a major problem. It can't be excused. You can't excuse it under the idea of ignorance. And then there is, bless God, obstinance. And then hypocrisy. Can you see the downgrade in this? Can you see the downgrade? Listen, the only hope that we have is to run to an Almighty God, prostrate ourselves before Him, beg Him to forgive us, cast ourselves upon His mercies, make sure that we name our sins and call on the God of grace to deliver us and to forgive us. Oh God, we've sinned in America. We've failed You, but we know You're the God of grace. We deserve judgment, but we ask for revival in Christ.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours. And you are